And now I want you to hear from two men who were very close to our beloved president, Judge John Mack, who twice put in nomination the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Moses Smith, the president's caretaker at Hyde Park. Go ahead, Poughkeepsie.
Here in Poughkeepsie, 6 miles south of Hyde Park, which during the past 13 years has become known in every corner of the globe as the home of Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States, are two men whose lives have been closely intertwined with the life of the great American who's passing today. The whole world is mourning. Judge Johnny Mack knew Franklin Roosevelt before he had thought of politics. His influence helped launch the president's political career in 1910, when he first ran for the New York State Senate. He helped him achieve the highest office within the gift of the people by making his nominating speeches at both the 1932 and 36 Democratic National Convention. We asked Judge Mack less than an hour ago to make this appearance to speak from his heart his reactions to the news that was flashed to the world this afternoon. Judge Johnny Mack.
While for some time we were aware that the president was not well, we believed that his great heart would carry him through the war, now ending, and the peace to follow. I'm afraid his heart was so great that his poor body could not keep up. He had great foresight and led us to preparedness before Pearl Harbor, and after Pearl Harbor, a united and vigorous people rallied around him and under him, forgetting politics and parties, to the end that the outstanding feature of World War No. 2 was the tremendous production of war materials unparalleled in the history of the world. We feel that this turned the tide of battle and brought about the collapse of Germany, which is now on. He was our great leader and the first citizen of the whole world. Our memory takes us back to the happy campaigns of 1910 and 1912 when he was elected to the New York State Senate. It takes us through the unsuccessful campaign of 1920 and then 1928, 1930, 1932, 36, 40, and 44. We have watched him grow and develop. He was deeply religious. We all hope to see him, following the permanent peace, come back to the little home he built overlooking Dutchess County and live there with Moses Smith, his faithful farmer and friend, in peace. He is now gone to meet the Prince of Peace. We all owe it to his memory to carry on and all together to follow his inspired leadership, finish the war, and bring about a permanent peace to be maintained by force if necessary. History will demonstrate that Franklin D. Roosevelt was this country's greatest president. He will rest in peace, but his great heart lives on.
Thank you, Judge Mack. On a hill in Hyde Park lives a man who, for over a quarter of a century, has been a tenant farmer on the Roosevelt Hyde Park estate. On the ground that will become a living memorial to the man who made history during the stress of many of the greatest crises in the history of this whole world, Moses Smith today heard the news of the death of his friend and neighbor, Franklin Roosevelt. He's here in our studio to speak to you now. How long did you know the president, Mr. Smith?
25 years, Mr. Owen. I've been a tenant on the Violet Avenue Roosevelt Farm for 25 years this past April the 1st. Knowing him for all of that period, saw his children practically grow up. The two younger boys were very small at the time I moved on Violet Avenue Farm. And since that time, we've been very near and very dear friends. Today, when I got this news, it was the greatest shock I ever received in all of my life. My heartfelt sympathy goes out to the Roosevelt family, the people of the United States, and the people of the whole world. We've lost the greatest man country ever has produced.
Thank you, Moses Smith. From Poughkeepsie, New York, 6 miles south of Hyde Park, the small upstate New York town that the world will long remember as Franklin Roosevelt's home, the Blue Network has brought you a message from the hearts of two men who knew the president as few men have known him. Judge Johnny Mack, lawyer, friend, and political confidant, and Moses Smith, tenant farmer on the president's Hyde Park estate.
This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.